Hello and welcome to this week's InternetCases.com podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. Today is March 18th, 2005. I'm your host, Evan Brown, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. This week I'd like to talk about a recent case called Roskowski v. Corvallis Police Officers Association, coming to us from the federal court in Oregon. You may have read about it this past week on InternetCases.com in a blog entry titled, Communications Decency Act Provides Shield from Liability for Posting of Critical Email. This case involves Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act, which gives immunity to providers of interactive computer services from liability arising from information that is posted online by others. One of the defendants in this case, the Corvallis Police Officers Association, had created a website for the purpose of providing members of the public the opportunity to comment on the city's police department. Some anonymous emails, critical of Plaintiff Roskowski, who at the time was chief of police, ended up on the site. After Roskowski resigned her post, she filed suit against the association, alleging false light, invasion of privacy, and defamation. The association moved for summary judgment, citing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which provides in relevant part that no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. The court granted the association's motion for summary judgment. The association had to show a couple of different things to avoid being considered a publisher of the information and thus avoiding liability for defamation. First, the association had to show that as operator of the website, it was an interactive computer service as contemplated under the Act. The court looked to case law in other jurisdictions to conclude that an operator of a website does meet this definition. Second, the association had to show that the information on the website was provided by another information content provider. The court concluded that the information was indeed provided by other information content providers, as the facts showed that the site was merely a vehicle for users to post or present their ideas, and the association did not control in any way the information provided. This whole idea of the Communications Decency Act providing immunity for providers of interactive computer services is a provocative topic. You can read more on this case in a March 16th posting on the Technology and Marketing Law blog run by Professor Eric Goldman at Marquette University Law School. You can also check out a February 11th posting on InternetCases.com regarding a similar case from New Jersey called Donato v. Moldau. I've linked to these items in today's show notes. That wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment purposes. If you need legal advice, be sure to personally consult with a lawyer. For more information on the music you're hearing in this podcast, be sure to check the show notes and the accompanying blog post. As always, your comments are welcome. Send me an email at ebrown@internetcases.com. I'll talk to you again next Friday.